Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Sir, I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Probably 50-50, or
yes.
You will not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Certain or probably? Will you probably vote or certain?
I'm voting in November.
Understood. And just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
71 years old.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving right along, what racial or ethnic group best describes your race? White Caucasian, Hispanic, Black African American, Asian American?
I'm White Caucasian.
And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. What number?
10.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, I'm going to read you the list of elected officials. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job? How about Donald Trump as a former president? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
I approve solely.
Strongly, okay. And how about the Sherrod Brown as a senator? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
I disapprove solely.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how about Joe Biden as the president? Same question, same options.
No way, Jose. I'm not voting Biden.
No, the question is that you approve or disapprove the job that he's doing as president. Approve strongly, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Zero.
Okay. Should I record your answer as the strongly disapprove so we can move right along?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. How about Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman? Do you approve or disapprove of the job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, and if you have not heard of that person or institution or not familiar with them, just let me know, okay? How about Derek Merrin? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Or never heard of it?
Favorable, very favorable.
How about Joe Biden? Same options.
Poor at zero.
Okay, so it's very unfavorable. Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
How about Democrats in Congress? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And Marcy Kaptur? Same question, same options.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
Favorable, yeah.
Very, right?
Very favorable.
Okay, how about First Energy? Do you have an opinion about them? Favorable or unfavorable?
I wish it didn't cost me as much, yeah.
So, unfavorable somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress in general?
Very favorable.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. If the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
I would vote for Trump.
Mr. Trump, yeah. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for who would you vote?
Moreno.
Thank you, Bernie Moreno. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, and the candidates will be Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Derek Marin.
And is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will say there is no change at all that you will consider voting for the Democrat?
No change.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Now, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for the higher taxes and open borders, invited millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for a Kaptur, somewhat less likely, or does that make no difference? And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, and if you don't think it's true, can you please say so?
Less likely.
Much less? Okay, thank you. Now, sir, real quick, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, can you please indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, if you don't think it's true, please say so. Now, as a landlord,
most likely.
And these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Now, as a landlord, he has received over $100,000 contributions from real estate special interests. Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could have some money. Even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Will that make you to support him much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or not true?
I support him.
Well, I understand. You make that clear, saying, like I said, this is things you're going to hear during the campaign. How should I record your answer? It makes no difference to you? It will be more likely to support him, or you don't think it's true?
Say that again. You got my
yes, sir. Okay, no problem. Now, the auctions, okay, I read the statement. Now, is that statement that I just read to you would make you to support him much less, somewhat less, it makes no difference, more likely, or you think it's not true? How should I record your answer?
Highly, I support him.
So that would be more likely to vote for him? Should I record that as your answer? Okay. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported an anti-union law to drive down wages for workers. As the mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare. It will raise the retirement age. Now, is that statement will make you to support him much less, somewhat less? It makes no difference on your support, or will make you more likely to support him, or you don't think it's true?
Someone left.
Okay. And if the state legislature, Derek Marin, saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Is that statement would make you to support him much less, someone less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
I'm supporting him fully.
So more likely to support him?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters in Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion as illegal. Marin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law in making abortion illegal, even in the case of rape of incest. Marin even wrote a legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely or not true?
More likely.
Okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Same question, same options. Much less, someone less, no difference. More likely to support him or not true?
Much less.
Much less, okay. And nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses in military transfer. But Derek Merritt voted no. And with nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to the job, due to the job, to get workers' compensation. Mary even voted no on that. Now, will that make you to support him much less, someone less? It makes no difference on your support. More likely to support him, or you don't think it's true?
Make no difference.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or will you still vote for Merritt?
I'll still vote for him.
You still, it makes no difference on your support. And this is one way for you to let them know that that kind of, you know, that kind of propaganda doesn't make no difference to you. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. And so I'll ask you again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Derek Merritt.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, technical vocational school, from college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, graduate school, advanced degree?
High school.
Thank you, sir. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not so strong?
Very strong.
Okay. And I'm sorry. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.